all news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. 64 degrees at 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday, September 11th. I'm Lee Harris. Here's what's happening. It's primary day, and the polls are open in New York City. Voters are deciding among about 250 candidates for mayor, city council, and assorted other positions.
Get ready for the second coming of Air Jordan. Michael Jordan has all but confirmed his return to the NBA. I'm Alice Stockton-Rossini. I'll have that story coming up.
Westchester man is arrested for the hijacking of an Air Canada jet 30 years ago. He's also suspected of robbing a bank and making bombs for black radicals on the Lower East Side around the same time. And a California grand jury decides against pursuing an obstruction of justice complaint against Congressman Gary Condit.
I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams. As Hurricane Erin remains well offshore, we'll have sunshine today. The high 80 going down to 60 tonight. 78 with sunshine tomorrow. 76 Thursday.
This is Steve Torrey. In addition to the Michael Jordan story, Giants lose their opener in Monday Night Football in Denver, Yankees and Red Sox washed down in the Bronx.
I'm Steve Orr. Disney reportedly would fight any AOL, Time Warner, AT&T deal. Former GE CEO Jack Welch's new book is out, and Pfizer reaffirms its profit targets.
Winds News Time, 8:01. Traffic and transit on the one, sponsored by Boston Market. Here's Pete Torriello.
Well, as we expected, we've got delays on the major digging again this morning, coming down south out of the 230s, right on down to Yankee Stadium due to the rough road surface. And Mark calling into the phone for us says Henry Hudson Parkway is pretty bad, too, from the Cross County Parkway all the way down into the tolls. That's probably everybody trying to get away from the major digging. Cross Bronx is loaded up pretty much from the Bruckner all the way to the GWB, Jersey-bound upper deck, with construction work again underneath the apartment building. City-bound Lincoln Tunnel has a 40-minute delay. We've got 10 minutes outbound to New Jersey. Holland is running about 25 to 30, and en route to the Holland, there is an accident on the New Jersey Turnpike eastbound Newark Bay extension in the right lane at 14C. George Washington Bridge inbound delays are running about 20 to 25 minutes with 80-95. As usual, the heaviest of the approaches. In Queens, Grand Central loaded up, Cross Island to the 180s, LaGuardia to the Triborough. Cross Island is slow from the LIE north to the Marina, and the LIE is backed up westbound Casino to the Fairgrounds. And eastbound side, we're backed up the Cross Island Parkway, exit 30, where an earlier stalled vehicle has just been cleared. Alternate side parking is in effect today. I'm Pete Torriello, shadow traffic on 1010 Winds.
Right now at Boston Market, try the quarter dark chicken meal with not just two, but three mouthwatering sides for just $4.99. Boston Market, slow down.
Winds News Time, 8:02. It is primary day in New York City. The polls opened a couple of hours ago, and they'll stay open for the next 13 hours until 9 tonight. There are nearly 250 candidates in the running for city council seats, as well as positions like public advocate and controller. But most of the attention and emphasis, of course, is on the race for mayor, especially the Democratic candidates, and the two of them the polls have locked in a statistical tie going into today's election, public advocate Mark Green and Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer. But as 1010 Winds newsman John Montone reports, the poll showed a lot of voters willing to change their minds on this election day.
With polls showing him locked in a tight battle with Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer, Mark Green voted in what he knows may be a primary prelim.
I always expected a runoff. I feel confident in a runoff. I think I have the most outspoken record, the broadest vision, with the goal of uniting the city.
And Green got some help in his home neighborhood.
I voted for Green.
And why is that?
Because I'm a Democrat and I know Green, and he represents me.
A campaign operative told me their internal poll puts Green at 35%. John Montone, 1010 Winds, with the Green campaign on the Upper East Side.
There's also a Republican primary for mayor, but the outcome of that contest is considerably less iffy, with billionaire candidate Michael Bloomberg having outspent opponent Herman Badillo by a wide margin of $20 million to Badillo's $300,000. In either primary, if no candidate emerges, as John mentioned, with more than 40% of the vote, there will be a runoff 2 weeks from today. Long Islanders also going to the polls today in the battle for Nassau County Executive, drawing the most attention there.
It's the battle of the Toms in the fight for the seat being vacated by County Executive Tom Galata. Glen Cove Mayor Tom Suozzi and Assemblyman Tom DiNapoli are going head-to-head in today's Democratic primary. The winner stands a good chance of taking over the executive position next year, while Democrats hold on to their majority in the legislature. That would be a first in this Republican stronghold.
We have never had that situation.
Majority Leader Judy Jacobs says it would mean some big changes for the financially troubled county.
Winning the county executive seat with a Democrat is imperative. alternative to the final cure of what's going on in Nassau County.
Democrats in the legislature would no longer have to worry about their proposals being vetoed by a Republican county exec. Steve Kastenbaum, 1010 Winds in Mineola.
And again, the polls close at 9 in the city. That is when we'll begin bringing you the returns here on 1010 Winds. Want the latest news, weather, and traffic? Send right to your email inbox first thing in the morning and before you head home in the afternoon. Then sign up now at 1010winds.com for 1010 Winds e-news to start and end your day smarter. Here's your exclusive 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. Plenty of sun, breezy, pleasant today, high 80. It'll be clear and cool tonight, low city and midtown 52 in some of the suburbs tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 78. 64 now, it's sunny in New York, humidity at 75%, winds northwest at 9. 64 headed up to 80 in midtown. Winds news time 8:06.
What you'd expect to hear in a children's hospital, but it's exactly what you can expect at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore. I'm Dr. Spencer Foreman, president of Montefiore Medical Center. We promise to build a children's hospital unlike any New York has ever seen, and we have. Our new children's hospital will be an extraordinary place where world-renowned physicians and surgeons will provide the very best in pediatric care. But we won't stop there. We're adding a hospital-wide interactive learning system so children and their parents can have experiences that feed the mind and enrich the spirit. Because at Montefiore, discovery and healing go hand in hand.
There's no limit to what families will experience at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore. Help us raise hope and healing to new heights. Call 718-920-2600.
Winds News Time 8:06. This just into the 1010 Winds Newsroom. Well, there may be a strike at 10 Roman Catholic high schools in and around New York City this morning, or there may not be. The Lay Faculty Association, representing 300 of the 450 teachers at the high schools in New York and its northern suburbs, and so far there's no official word from the union leadership or the Archdiocese. And the Archdiocese has said that classes will be held even if there is a strike. Again, some indication that there may be a strike and some indication that there may not be. We'll let you know as soon as we sort it out here on 1010 Winds. Winds News Time, 8:07.
I'm Melissa Stockton-Rossini in the 1010 Winds Newsroom. His airness returns. Michael Jordan has been working out. He's been playing scrimmages against top-caliber NBA big boys, but he stopped short of confirming his return to the NBA. And CNNSI.com's Marty Burns says there's a good reason for that.
He clearly knows that there's a lot of controversy about this, and I think he wants to pave the way for this announcement to come out. He wants people to know that he's doing this for the right reasons.
Jordan will make his intentions official at a news conference next week, and before you know it, Air Jordan will face the Lakers' Kobe Bryant in a Washington Wizards uniform.
I know he's going to work extremely hard to get himself in shape and in playing shape to compete and to be the best. So if he wants to come back, God bless him. I wish him the best.
Alice Stockton Rossini, 1010 Winds News.
64 degrees, sunny. We're headed up to 80 today in Midtown. Winds News Time, 8:08.
Did you know that every 3 minutes a woman in America is diagnosed with breast cancer? And over 40,000 women will die from the disease this year? What can you do? Join Key Food in the fight against breast cancer at the 11th annual New York Race for the Cure on Sunday, September 16th. 6 years ago, Key Food stores proudly made a commitment to the race and its shoppers to help eradicate this life-threatening disease. Last year, over 30,000 participants ran, walked, or cheered on the crowd and helped to raise money and create awareness for breast cancer research. Join with Key Food stores in the fight against breast cancer at the New York Race for the Cure, Sunday, September 16th in Central Park. Key Food thanks the following vendors for helping make the 2001 Race for the Cure possible with these exciting specials. Assorted ground Folgers coffee, 11.5 to 13 ounce can at $1.79, except decaf. Coupon savings with an additional $10 purchase or more, limit one offer. Kellogg's Special K is cereal, 18 ounce box, $3.69 coupon savings. Entry forms are available at your neighborhood Key Food store. Stop by today.
Winds News Time, 8:09. For 30 years, he was a fugitive. Now, former New York City teacher Patrick Critton is behind bars, accused of robbing banks as part of a black radical group and hijacking an Air Canada jetliner to Cuba in 1971. It was a fingerprint match from Critton's Board of Ed application that led investigators to the 54-year-old who was picked up at his home in Mount Vernon yesterday. Sources tell the New York Post that Critton confessed to the hijacking to a Manhattan bank robbery that left one robber dead, as well as to two other heists. Authorities say Critton had been in hiding in plain sight for the last 7 years, working as a teacher and using his real name, raising two sons and mentoring other kids. Some of the 14 seniors booted from the girls' field hockey team at a Bergen County High School over the alleged hazing of teammates are asking the New Jersey Department of Education to order their reinstatement. The attorney representing six of the students at Northern Highlands Regional High claims the school overstepped its jurisdiction in punishing the girls. Winds News Time, 8:10. Traffic and AccuWeather in 60 seconds on 1010 Winds.
If you represent a medium-sized business here in New York City with a group of employees who work hard and never thought you would be able to afford a health plan that would help you attract and keep good employees, well, now you can with Atlantis Health Plan of New York. If you're an owner of a small or medium-sized business in New York City and need affordable health coverage, this message is for you. Atlantis Health Plan is entirely owned and operated by local doctors who really care. Every medical decision is made by doctors, not insurance executives. Atlantis Health Plan offers everything those other guys do, except cost. Can you believe they have a 24-hour physician-run hotline? That's right, real doctors, all at extremely competitive prices. Don't wait. If you represent a company with 10, 100, or even 1,000 employees, call Atlantis Health Plan yourself at 1-877-MORE. Docs, or ask your benefits administrator to find out how affordable health coverage really is. 1-877-MORE-DOCS. 1-877-MORE-DOCS. Atlantis Health Plan, where doctors make the difference.
Winds News Time, 8:11. Traffic and transit every 10 minutes on the ones from 1010 Winds. Here's Pete Torriello.
Taking it down the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, we've got an accident blocking a lane at Clove Road, and then off the Verrazano inbound Gowanus BQE combo. Pretty much a solid line of traffic from the Verrazano all the way up the line to the Brooklyn Bridge coming down the BQE. Also very heavy from at least the Kosciusko Bridge down to the Williamsburg. Over on the east side, Uptown FDR Drive is backed up from the Brooklyn Bridge to Houston Street with an accident blocking two lanes. Another accident further north in the 70s is cleared. Southbound traffic is heavy on the drive from the 140s all the way down into the 70s. Belt Parkway eastbound, an accident is cleared at Rockway Boulevard. The westbound side is slow from Kennedy down to Knapp Street. As you've been hearing, we do have these long delays on the southbound Deegan, pretty much from the 230s all the way down to Yankee Stadium, and now we're seeing a lot of heavy traffic too coming down that southbound Sawmill Henry Hudson combo from the Cross County Parkway all the way down to the tolls. Street cleaning regulations are in effect. More shadow traffic in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
CBS Wednesday. Critics call The Amazing Race a thrilling trip around the world and a new reason to fall in love with reality TV. Get into the race. CBS Wednesday, 9, 8 Central.
Winds News Time, 8:12. Not your exclusive 1010 Winds. AccuWeather forecast sponsored by AIDA at the Palace Theater. And with a live update, meteorologist Elliot Abrams.
It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunshine throughout. Low humidity. Really a splendid September day. The afternoon temperature about 80 degrees. Great weather for the primary election. Tonight, clear and cool. Low 60 in Midtown, 52 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, sunny and very nice. High 78. A mix of clouds and sun for Thursday. A cold front can bring a brief shower. The high 76 behind the front. Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler Friday. High 68. Then Saturday, sunny and cool. High 68 degrees. A really feeling of fall with that late week air mass. Well, currently winds out of the northwest at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity 70%. 66 in Newark, 64 degrees in Bridgeport, 67 in Midtown, and heading for 80. AccuWeather Watch never stops. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on New York's weather station. 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 8:13. With indications that Congressman Gary Condit will not run for re-election next year in the wake of the scandal involving Chandra Levy, his protege and political ally is reportedly making noise that he's interested. California Assemblyman Dennis Cardoza has said in the past he wouldn't seek the seat unless Condit steps aside. Meantime, a California grand jury has reached a decision on a complaint that Condit obstructed justice. More about that from correspondent Stephen Tubbs.
After meeting in secret, the grand jury decided it didn't have the jurisdiction to issue any sort of decision. The decision was reached last Thursday, but not made public. The complaint was sent to them by Anne Marie Smith's attorney. He accused Congressman Gary Condit and two others of criminal acts, including obstructing justice. Smith has said Condit tried to get her to sign a bogus affidavit denying the two had an affair.
Winds News Time, 8:14.
On Broadway, the show to see is Aida. The timeless love story, the incomparable musical with the magic of Disney and the music of Elton John, the winner of four Tony Awards and the Grammy Award for the Best Music on Broadway. This is Aida.
I could be his life companion anywhere but where we are. Am I leader? Am I traitor? Did I take a step too far? Step too far.
Disney's Done It Again, raves The New Yorker. Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida at the Palace Theater. Call Ticketmaster 212-307-4747 today.
It's 64 degrees and sunny. We're headed up to 80 today in Midtown. Wins News Time, 8:15. Now, 10:10 Wins Sports and Steve Torrey.
It's not like this is any big surprise, but anything Michael Jordan does makes big news. And this morning, it appears at age 38, he indeed will be coming out of retirement again, this time as a Washington Wizard. This has been speculated for most of the summer, and yesterday, MJ all but confirmed it while speaking with reporters outside a Chicago restaurant, saying, quote, "He's doing it for the love of the game." An official announcement expected sometime next week. Mark October 30th on your calendars. That's the regular season opener. The Wizards will be right here at the Garden taking on the Knicks. Well, it was all about the Giants not being able to handle the Denver offense, particularly the Broncos passing attack, and so the defending NFC champs come out of the gate with a 31-20 loss at Denver's new Invesco Field at Mile High. This a 14-14 game 5 minutes into the third quarter, so perhaps that may explain why Jim Fassel wasn't fuming afterwards.
I wanted to win this game badly. I thought we were going to find out some things about ourselves. I think most of the things I found out about this team is positive because all the things that we made mistakes on are correctable.
Yeah, like pass coverage. Brian Griese picked apart the Giants secondary for 330 yards and three scores, including one to ex-Giant Ed McCaffrey, who suffered a broken left leg in the third quarter. He'll be out for the year. Terrell Davis led the Broncos ground attack with 101 yards. Kerry Collins played well in defeat, threw for 258 yards, three touchdowns, two of those to Amani Toomer. Giants will host the Packers on Sunday. Too much rainfall in the Bronx last night, so the Yankees and Red Sox washed out. Roger Clemens missing his chance at win number 20. Rocco will get another opportunity tonight against the White Sox, and will also be trying to become the first pitcher ever to win 20 of his first 21 decisions. Paul O'Neill with a Strex fracture in his foot will be out 7 to 10 days, and they'll reevaluate him after that. The White Sox will come to the Bronx tonight. They played last night in Cleveland, beat the Indians 7-1. Oakland won their eighth in a row. They dumped Texas 7-1. The A's leading the wild card race by 11 games. Seattle sliced their magic number to clinch the West down to 2 with their 5-1 win over Anaheim. Minnesota beat Detroit 3-2. Mets with last night off begin a series against the Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. Mets are 8 back of the Braves with 18 to play. On the scoreboard last night, Cubs ripped Cincinnati 8-2. Cardinals shut out Milwaukee 8-0. And for minor league action, the Brooklyn Cyclones beat Williamsport last night 7-4. They grabbed game one of that best of three New York Penn League championship series. Sports at 15 and 45 around the clock and anytime on the web at 1010wins.com. Steve Torrey, 1010 Wins Sports.
Wins News Time 8:17.
What a shot. You're playing better than you have in years.
I feel better than I have in years. Just had a complete physical at Executive Health Exams and got a clean bill of health. What a place. The doctors are first rate. The staff couldn't do enough for me. And the facilities remind me of the club.
How'd you find the time?
They fit my schedule. All the tests, all the doctors are right there.
It's time you discovered Executive Health Exams, the leader in physical exams for over 80 years. Each year, more than 25,000 executives choose EHE for their personalized physicals. To schedule your physical with their board-certified physicians, call 1-800-DR1 or visit their website at 1-800-DR1.com.
Great game. Want some lunch?
Sure, and I also want the number for Executive Health Exams.
Call 1-800-DR1 to schedule your appointment at EHE's Rockefeller Center, Morristown, or Stanford location, or see if their corporate program is part of your executive health benefits. Call today, 1-800-DR1. Executive Health Exams, the leader in physical exams since 1913.
Fox News on 1010 Wins is sponsored by The Food Emporium.
The very best hors d'oeuvres call for Breton's Wafer Crackers, 8-ounce package, just $2.29 with bonus savings card at the Food Emporium. The very best, just for you.
Plenty of sunshine, breezy, pleasant today with a high of 80 at 64 now. Sunny skies, we're headed up to 80 in Midtown. Wins News Time, 8:19.
Hi, Dick Clark here for NuVim. That's N-U-V-I-M. I drink NuVim every day because NuVim strengthens my muscles and joints and helps build my immune system so I feel great every day. Let me tell you, NuVim tastes great too, but just don't take my word for it.
When I first heard about NuVim, I kind of thought that the product would be a more milk-based product, so I was really pleasantly surprised that it really has a very nice soft juice flavor. It's almost like a smoothie. It's great.
I've tried all four flavors, and I think my favorite by far is orange tangerine. It's sweet, but it tastes good, and it has great health benefits. For you.
One time I was having breakfast and I discovered I'd run out of milk, so I poured the NuVim onto the cereal, proceeded to eat my cereal and bananas the same way, and it was really quite good.
You got to try Nuvin. It's a great tasting product, and it's healthy.
Start your day like we do with a delicious glass of Nuvin. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvin. You'll love how you feel.
For the latest news, anytime, anywhere, set a news button on your car radio to 1010 Winds, New York City's most listened to radio station. Jim Maloney is at the editor's desk. I'm Lee Harris.
The news watch never stops. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. It's 64 degrees at 8:20 on this Tuesday, September 11th. I'm Judy DeAngelis, and here's what's happening. It is primary day. Polls are open. Lots of races to be decided, including who will run for mayor of New York.
The polls are open. Who's your man?
I'm still undecided.
This is John Montone covering the Democratic mayoral primary on the Upper East Side.
What's up with Whitney Houston? Certainly not her weight. The painfully skinny singer was a no-show at Michael Jackson's anniversary concert last night. A friend says blame it on drug abuse. Looks like Air Jordan is cleared for takeoff. Expect the formal announcement next week that Michael Jordan will return to play in the NBA with the Washington Wizards. City schools are scrambling to remove a book from third grade classrooms which contains a poem about incest.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams. The humidity has been cut. It'll be beautifully sunny today, tomorrow, and much of Thursday. The afternoon high 80 today, upper 70s tomorrow into Thursday.
This is Steve Torrey. In addition to the Michael Jordan story, the Giants lose in Denver in their opening game, falling in the Monday night matchup to the Broncos. The Yankees and Red Sox rained out of the stadium.
I'm Steve Orr. Disney reportedly objects to any AT&T AOL Time Warner deal. Pfizer backs its earlier profit estimates, and Jack Welch's new book is released today.
When's news time, 8:21, time for traffic transit on the ones. Slow go or no go, Vittorio?
Definitely a slow go for your Verrazano Brooklyn-bound upper deck. Construction work in the right lane. The lower deck is better, and then almost a no-go. And Brooklyn inbound Gowanus BQE combo is backed up solidly from the Verrazano all the way to the Brooklyn Bridge. Outbound Gowanus, we have a breakdown in the right lane approaching 39th Street there at Industry City. Citybound Lincoln Tunnel, 45 minutes, 30 on the Holland and 25 on the GWB. Now listen, if you're on your way to the Holland Tunnel, you don't want to take the Jersey Turnpike. That eastbound Newark Bay extension is all tied up with an accident near the Newark Bay Bridge, and it's got traffic on 78 eastbound backed up to about exit 57. Also seeing some very heavy traffic on Long Island this morning. Westbound Southern State is backed up from 231 down to Belmont Avenue, where two separate accidents have cleared. A lot of stop and go from 135 down to Eagle Avenue. Eastbound on the Southern State, there's an accident on the shoulder just east of Franklin Avenue, exit 16. From the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, we have no reported delays and alternate side parking is in effect. More shadow traffic in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Hey, remember when the barrier between black and white and color printing was as unbreachable as the Berlin Wall? Well, meet the wrecking ball, my friends. Introducing the Ricoh AP3800, the output machine. It's the first laser printer to make the issue of color versus black and white irrelevant. It gives you 28 color prints per minute and 38 black and white. The affordable Ricoh AP3800. Welcome to the revolution.
Ricoh, dependable digital.
Winds News Time, 8:23. The polls are open in New York on this primary date, 2001. In the city, there are a slew of seats up for grabs, including 51 in the city council, public advocate, controller, and the big one, mayor. There are four Democrats in the hunt, Mark Green, Fernando Ferrer, Peter Vallone, and Alan Hevesy. 1010 Winds reporter John Montone caught up with Green this morning.
With the candidate and the campaign believing they will face Fernando Ferrer in a runoff on September 25th, Mark Green emphasized his effort to unite the city of New York.
By race, by religion, by borough, by class, after too many years of divisiveness, we really need a Democrat who can be a bridge between and among all the people, the 200 people, who live under this one roof called New York City.
Do you believe that Mr. Ferrer's campaign is dividing the city right now, the way he's campaigned?
No. Green says it has been a good, clean campaign. John Montone, 1010 Winds with the Green campaign on the Upper East Side.
1010 Winds reporter Al Jones spending some time with Green rival Fernando Ferrer. He's got that angle in this live report.
And much quieter up here in Riverdale than it was there on the Upper East Side. Fernando and Aramina Ferrer casting their votes at the Chervier Nursing Home here on Independence Avenue.
Who did I vote for?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Who did you tell me to vote for?
Well, the polls indicate it could be Ferrer versus Mark Green in a runoff in 2 weeks, but Ferrer says for now he's not looking ahead.
Not really. I'm if there's a plan, it's working even harder to get my message out. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
And Ferrer says he'll keep campaigning until the polls close tonight. Al Jones, 1010 Winds, reporting live in Riverdale.
Well, on Long Island, the biggest primary race is the one for Nassau County Executive. In Suffolk, there's a Democratic primary for County Sheriff. In Connecticut, 31 mayoral primaries are taking place, including the cities of Hartford, New Haven, and Waterbury. 1010 Winds will have complete primary coverage beginning tonight at 9 p.m. Winds News Time, 8:24. Whitney Houston abruptly pulled out of last night's Michael Jackson concert at Madison Square Garden, but refused to say why. Fans of the singer reportedly were shocked at how thin and frail Houston had looked at last Friday's concert. But according to the Daily News, Houston may have a substance abuse problem, and her friends say she refuses to do anything about it. Houston's spokeswoman refused to address the rumors, but said Whitney's been under stress due to family matters, and when she is under stress, she does not eat. A Monroe Township, New Jersey high school football player remains in critical condition this morning after breaking his neck in his team's opening game Saturday. Doctors at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital say 16-year-old Sean Dennehy fractured and dislocated his spine, but they're optimistic his condition will improve. He will be undergoing a second surgery today to try and further stabilize the spine. Winds News Time, 8:25, Money Watch in 60 seconds on 1010 Winds.
Okay, class, repeat after me. A mega merger isn't in our best interests.
A mega merger isn't in our best interests.
Asian tech firms in California. Today's world is interconnected, so your investment company better be too. Scudder has analysts worldwide who translate first-hand information into smarter investments. Ask your advisor about Scudder Investments, translating opportunity. Call Scudder Distributors at 800-621-1048 for a complete prospectus.
Winds News Time, 8:26. Now Money Watch on 1010 Winds, sponsored by Continental Airlines. Here's Wall Street analyst Larry Wachtel.
Having averted Armageddon, Wall Street will strive for mediocrity today. The black and blue Monday debacle never developed, largely because of oversold extremities, but it's still dicey out there. The New York Times tells us that key congressional leaders are talking about possible deals to revive the economy, while the Wall Street Journal informs that economists are cutting growth forecasts for the third quarter and hoping for a rebound later in the year. Beleaguered foreign markets are stable this morning, and U.S. stocks are higher in London, foreshadowing an okay opening. Several techies guided lower after the bell, but this comes under the heading of what else is new. Let's stay at the opening, and then we pray. Finally, Harry Connick is 34. Gather those rosebuds. This is Larry Rockdahl for Prudential Securities on 1010 Winds.
Money Watch, 26 and 56 past every hour on 1010 Winds. Winds News Time, 8:27.
Let's talk about the whole kit and caboodle. No one knows what it is, but it's come to be synonymous with the whole enchilada and the whole ball of wax, which is exactly what you get when you fly Continental Airlines Business First. What with concierge service, comfy sleeper seats, extraordinary wines and champagnes, undeniably fine dining, and, of course, mouth-watering sundaes, what more could you want? Well, how about a multi-channel personal entertainment system that has a whole shebang full of movies? Whatever a shebang is. That's not just us blowing smoke, either. Condé Nast Traveler awarded Business First Best Transatlantic and Trans-Pacific Business Class among U.S. Airlines. Business First was also voted Best Business Class by subscribers to OAG, the official airline guide. And that's just to name a few. So the next time you want to fly the best, now you know Business First is one kid with a whole lot more caboodle. Continental Airlines. Work hard, fly right. For reservations, call your travel agent, Continental Airlines, or ticket online at continental.com.
Because you need the news now, you need 1010 Winds 2, 3, 4 times a day. Lock it in. 1010 Winds News.
Welcome to the Lucky Stars Astrological Phone Line. Here are today's readings.
Virgo, your finances could see some immediate improvement. Aries, how does 25 grand sound? Sagittarius, a big win could mean big bucks. Capricorn, money, money, money. Aquarius,
now every sign could be lucky with Lucky Stars, the newest instant game from the New York Lottery. Just scratch off all 12 star signs. There's a chance to win a whopping 25 grand under each one. And there are over 34 million in cash prizes.
Leo, you'll roar with happiness. Gemini, there's enough here for both of you. Pisces, this is no fish story. There are millions of cash prizes out there.
So is 25 grand in your future? Play Lucky Stars from the New York Lottery to find out. For New York Lottery winning results, call 976-2020 in the 212-718-516 and 94 area codes. All calls are 40 cents a minute. 976-2020, the official lottery number.
64 degrees, beautiful day, sunny skies in New York. Humidity 75%, the wind northwest at 9 miles per hour. It's not going to get any worse. It's going to stay just as nice with plenty of sunshine. It'll be a breezy and pleasant day today. The high going up to 80 degrees. Good morning. I'm Judy DeAngelis. If you'd like to set your clocks and watches, when's news time at the tone will be exactly 8:30. Sponsored by Commerce Bank, 7-day branch banking is coming to New York. Grand opening September 14th at 55th and 6th and 94th and Broadway.
I'm Alice Stockton Rossini in the 1010 Winds Newsroom. Get ready for the second coming of Air Jordan. Michael Jordan has all but confirmed his return to the NBA, but says the final decision won't come until the middle of next week. Bulls rookie Sean Lampe says, go for it.
I think it'll be good business for the NBA.
And Marty Burns of CNNSI.com says it would be a much-needed shot in the arm for the Washington Wizards.
He knows that the Wizards aren't maybe a championship-caliber team, and he said to us, maybe making the playoffs is a form of winning, just like winning a championship would be.
Jordan seems prepared to divest himself as part owner of the Wizards in exchange for a return to the court, saying, I'm doing it for the love of the game. Alice Stockton Rossini, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News Time, 8:31. Let's get an update now on traffic and transit, sponsored by Duane Reade, New York's number one drugstore. We're winning out there on the roads and rail street, Dorio.
Another losing battle on the Cross Bronx today, Judy, from about at least Bronx River Parkway down to the George Washington Bridge. Eastbound side is also very heavy off of George out to Jerome, driving into the Sun Glare. The Major Deegan is going to be heavy coming down out of the 230s down to Yankee Stadium, and everybody and their kid brother diverted over to the Sawmill Henry Hudson today, so that too is very heavy from the Cross County Parkway all the way down the line to the tolls. We're also getting report of an accident now in Westchester on Route 287 eastbound at exit 4S for southbound 87. Another collision on the Bronx River Parkway southbound at the Cross County Parkway in Yonkers. 45 minutes on the city-bound GWB, 30 minutes, I'm sorry, it's 45 on the Lincoln Tunnel, 25 to 30 on the GWB, and about half an hour for the city-bound Holland. They're still working on an accident on the Jersey Turnpike eastbound Newark Bay Extension, which is hanging up that traffic en route to the Holland Tunnel as well. At the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, there are no reported delays and alternate side parkings in effect. I'm Pete Torriello, shadow traffic on 1010 Winds.
And now your exclusive 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. Delightful with a capital D. Here's meteorologist Elliot Abrams and this live report.
Definitely. It's going to be this way all day. Sunshine, high temperature 80. Tonight, clear and decidedly cool. A 60 in Midtown, 52 in some suburbs. Tomorrow, another delightful day. Sunny and very nice. High 78. Then as a cold front approaches during the day, Thursday could be a brief shower. The high 76 degrees. And Friday, a decline in temperature. Partly sunny, breezy and cooler. High 68. Then Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy and cool. A delight if you like cool weather. High 68. Currently winds out of the northwest at 4 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 70%. It's 64 degrees in Paramus, 66 degrees in Newark, 67 in Midtown, and heading to 80. The AccuWeather watch never stops. I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time, 8:33.
The second anniversary of our Dollar Rewards Club, Duane Reade is offering extra bonus discounts. Yeah, that's right. Spend $75 or more during September, and depending on how much, you'll get coupons for 5 to 20% off your next purchase. And don't forget to get yourself some Markel paper towels. You'll find them in colorful new print designs that are quilted for a softer feel. And you know what? They're even more absorbent than ever. With your Dollar Rewards Club card, they're just 66 cents a roll. That's a great price. Get some Markel Soft Pack 2-ply bathroom tissue, too. It's the bathroom tissue that's quilted for a softer, more absorbent feel. It's now just 99 cents, and that's another great price at Duane Reade, New York's number one drugstore.
Winds News Time, 8:34. There's a scramble to recall some books handed out to New York City schools as part of a third-grade reading program and paid for by Mayor Giuliani's Classroom Library Initiative. Included in the readings is a poetry collection by Maya Angelou called I Shall Not Be Moved that has apparently been a poem about childhood incest. Shocked teachers and parents immediately alerted the Board of Ed, and the recall is underway. Columbia University professor Lucky Calkins, who compiled the reading list, is taking blame for the mistake. She says there was a clerical error. What was intended?
intended was a work called We Shall Not Be Moved, about by Joan Dash, about a 1909 women's factory strike. More charges have been brought against jailed Waterbury Mayor Philip Giordano. Waterbury prosecutor John Connolly says the charges are in addition to the federal prosecution, and they accuse Giordano of sexually assaulting two children.
Their case is a political corruption case. Our case is a sexual assault of two young girls. They're different investigations because we're looking at different things.
Philip Giordano continues to be held without bail on federal charges involving sexual activity with a minor. He's expected to face arraignment later this week on the state charges. Winds News Time 835.
Pioneer Food Stores is celebrating its 57th year of serving your community and wants to continue to be your supermarket. Catering to you and your family's needs is something they specialize in. The employees at Pioneer pride themselves with the best quality, freshness, lowest prices, and most outstanding customer service in the entire metropolitan area. For your family gatherings, parties, or any occasion, let them help you. To help celebrate 57 years in your community, check out some of this week's specials. Wesson Oil, 1 gallon container, $2.99 with coupon, a savings of $3. Scott Tissue, wider assorted colors, 1,000 count, 4 rolls for $1.99 with coupon. Hunt's Tomato Sauce, 5 ounce cans for $1 with coupon. And Turkey Hill Ice Cream, all varieties, half gallon container, just $2.49 with coupon. You'll find these great items and many more on sale at over 50 Pioneer food stores conveniently located in your neighborhood. Pioneer. Owners that care.
Winch News, Time 836.
Everyone is interested in something, from yoga to Yugoslavia, Brad Pitt to biology. And at content store contentville.com, you can get everything about anything at great prices. With Contentville's cross-content search, you'll find books, magazines, articles, dissertations, and more on whatever interests you, all with the click of a mouse. All items are downloadable or shipped to you within 48 hours. Contentville offers magazine subscriptions with fast first-issue delivery. Order a subscription today from Contentville's selection of over 800 titles, and your first issue will be in the mail to you within 48 hours, not 48 days. And Contentville sells magazine subscriptions at the lowest authorized price on the web. Go to Contentville now and save 90% off the cover price of New York Magazine, 74% off 17, or choose from many other great offers. So visit Contentville.com today. That's Contentville.com. To find everything about anything at great prices.
Winds News Time 837. The 210th edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac hits newsstands today. There are the usual weather predictions as we hear from correspondent David Terrell.
You might think Old Farmer's Almanac editor-in-chief Judd Hale would be bragging about hitting many of last year's weather forecasts, but he says he's worried because some predictions were way above the traditional 80% accuracy rate. He's concerned they've set a bad precedent. The Almanac's 210th edition calls for a mostly mild winter except for a very cold January. Believers will look for more snow than normal in the Pacific Northwest, from Denver to Iowa, the northern Great Lakes, New England, and the Texas Panhandle. Summer drought is possible across the Tennessee Valley into the Smokies and Appalachians and from Virginia to southern New England.
Winds News Time 8:38, time for 1010 Winds Entertainment News. It's taken some time, but a big player on the small screen could have his story told in Tinseltown. Here's Sandy Kenyon.
His Confessions of a Dangerous Mind could finally be made into a movie years after Chuck Barris wrote his autobiography. The creator of The Gong Show and The Dating Game will likely get to appear in a cameo role under the direction of George Clooney, who's also the star of the picture. There's word Nicole Kidman has joined the cast. Shooting is set to get underway this month. Next, a new series set in the world of NASA and its astronaut training program is in development for ABC. Variety says the drama will focus on the tension and conflict that occurs when hotshot pilots encounter a very political bureaucracy. It's being billed as a cross between The West Wing and Top Gun with a dash of the right stuff. Finally, are you ready to feed your kids Simpsons cereal in the morning? One kind will be named after Homer, the other after his son Bart. I'm Sandy Kenyon for 1010 Win.
You can hear entertainment news at 38 minutes past every hour on 1010 Wins. Wins News Time, 8:39.
In 1990, more than 2,200 people were murdered in New York City. Gunfire became such a common part of life that some mothers were putting their kids to bed in bathtubs to keep them safe from being shot. The men and women of the NYPD have put their lives on the line, ran toward those gunshots, and took our streets back from the criminals. New York is the safest large city in America, and the NYPD is the most respected law enforcement organization in the world. I'm Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik. Whether it's solving the Wendy's massacre in less than 36 hours or pulling five kids out of a hole in a frozen pond, New York City cops are asked every day to overcome challenges that are unimaginable to the average person. If you're inspired by these stories and you want to change your life or the lives of others, I'm offering you a career. Make no mistake, we're not talking about a quiet 9-to-5 job. I'm talking about a career of heroism and public service. If you think you have what it takes to join us, call 212-RECRUIT and get an application for our next exam. It's not just a job. It's the NYPD.
More people wake up to 1010 wins every morning than do any other station in the nation. Tom Offer is our writer. I'm Judy DeAngelis.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. 64 degrees at 8:40 on this Tuesday, September 11th. I'm James Faraday, and here's what's happening. Thousands of New Yorkers will head to the polls today to cast ballots for mayor and a host of other city offices on primary day. Catholic high school teachers in the city and the suburbs reportedly walk off the job. A former city school teacher is accused of a 30-year-old hijacking. Easy Pass battery problems lead to fines for unsuspecting drivers.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams. Well, plenty of sunshine today. Lower humidity than recently. The high 80, dropping to 60 tonight. Up to 78 with sunshine tomorrow. 76 Thursday.
This is Steve Torrey. It appears Michael Jordan will indeed be coming out of retirement to return to play to the NBA. Giants lose the opener, falling in the Monday night game at Denver. Yankees and Red Sox rained out of the stadium.
I'm Steve Orr. Nokia issues a revenue warning. Neiman Marcus and Heinz match quarterly profit estimates, and Goldman Sachs gets an upgrade.
Wins News Time 8:41. Traffic and transit on the ones, sponsored by John Leguizamo's Sexaholic at the Royal Theater. Here's Pete Torriello.
Grabbing the Jersey jams for you here. First of all, in Whippany, Route 10 is now open in both directions through Parsippany Road. An accident investigation finally cleared. Eastbound 80 is very heavy from exit 26 in Netcong down to 43, and that's Route 287 in Parsippany, then backed up again approaching Route 280. We do have trouble on 280 itself. Eastbound side is tied up out of Route 80 all the way down to exit 4 in Roseland with an accident in the right lane. Westbound side approaching exit 4, another accident blocking the left lane. In North Bergen, northbound 19, that's Tunley Avenue, is still shut down following a road collapse between 83rd and 89th Streets. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, they're working on an accident on the eastbound Newark Bay extension near 14A in Bayonne. That has the Turnpike northbound truck and car lanes backed up all the way to Interchange 12 in Carteret. 45 minutes on the city-bound Lincoln Tunnel, 30 minutes at the GWB and the Holland Tunnel. Over on the Major Deegan, we're still very heavy from the 230s down to Yankee Stadium. A lot of alternate traffic coming down the southbound Sawmill Henry Hudson combo this morning. More shadow traffic in 10 minutes on 1010 Wins.
Wins News Time 8:42. It's primary day in New York. Thousands of voters across the city are off to the polls today to cast ballots in a host of races, from mayor, public advocate, and comptroller down to city council. Much attention, of course, is focused on the Democratic mayoral primary. 1010 Wins newsman John Montone is with candidate Mark Green.
Mark Green beamed as he voted with his wife and daughter while his 17-year-old son saved Dad's big day on videotape. Then the candidate spoke.
This is the first new election for a new mayor in this new decade for our city, and we're on the brink of history. I think this is my moment, but I'm very content to let it be up to the verdict of voters today.
Polls say those voters will give Green enough votes to put him in a runoff with Fernando Ferrer. Green's own poll seems to indicate the same thing, but one staffer said getting the 40% needed to avoid a runoff is not out of the question. John Montone, 1010 Wins on the Upper East Side.
And don't forget, special primary coverage begins when the polls close tonight at 9 here on 1010 Wins. Wins News Time 8:43. There's a report of a strike this morning by lay teachers at Catholic high schools in the city and suburbs. But a spokesman for the Archdiocese says it's not clear if that strike extends to all 10 of its high schools. The teachers' union, which represents about 300 educators, is demanding higher salaries, and they've set up pickets at the high schools this morning. No contract talks are scheduled. The Archdiocese has said that classes would be held in the event of a strike. Wins News Time 844.
Now, a commercial message.
The maniacal genius of John Leguizamo, back on Broadway in Sexaholics.
My parents used to give me the Latino for Dummies story of Latin history. Not even the Discovery Channel knows our story. My mother would always be telling us, back in ancient Spain, Leguizamo meant chamber pot emptier. And my father would be like, well, John, let me tell you about your mother, people. Brown, naked, coked-up savages. My first glimpse into dysfunctional white relationships was cool because I was about 9 years old, and my parents just sent me the Fresh Air Fund. Did anybody know what that is? That's where they take an inner-city kid and send him to a rich white family for 2 weeks out in the suburbs. And just when you're getting comfortable, three meals a day, lead-free paint chips, they snatch it all away. So if you know how poor you were, now your ass really knows.
John Leguizamo's Sexaholics at the Royale Theater. Call Telecharge 212-239-6200.
1010 Winds AccuWeather, plenty of sunshine, breezy and pleasant today, the high 80. Tonight will be clear and cool with a low of 60 in Midtown, but down to 52 in some suburbs. Right now, 64 degrees and sunny in New York. Winds News Time 845, time for 1010 Winds Sports with Steve Torrey.
He's been planning for and working hard towards another comeback, and now it does appear the twice-retired Michael Jordan will be turning to the NBA again, this time as a member of the Washington Wizards. Michael, now 38, dropped some big hints yesterday, all but confirming his return, saying, quote, I'm doing it for the love of the game. No official announcement, but one is expected sometime next week. So unless something drastic happens, like perhaps an injury, look for Michael to make his return October 30th, opening night in the NBA, Madison Square Garden against the Knicks. Well, they were much more respectable than the Jets, but that wasn't too hard to do. Came down to the Giants' inability to control Brian Griese. Too many blown coverages for the Big Blue secondary. Giants dropped their opener in Monday Night Football, falling to the Broncos in Denver's new investment. Vesco Field at Mile High, 31-20. Kerry Collins says, pretty good start, bad finish.
We came out playing hard, and we didn't let the noise or the environment get to us. Came out the second half, did exactly what we wanted to do, and put up a touchdown on the opening drive. And from then on, we never got it going.
Yeah, this was a 14-14 game midway through the third, but the Broncos then scored 17 unanswered and put it away. Greasy burned them for 330 yards passing, three touchdowns, including one to ex-Giant Ed McCaffrey, who suffered a broken leg in the third quarter. He'll miss the rest of the season. Terrell Davis, 102 yards on the ground. As for Collins, threw for 258 yards, three scores, two of those to Amani Toomer. Giants will host the Packers Sunday. Yankees and Red Sox rained out of the stadium last night. Roger Clemens will try again tonight for win number 20 and also try to become the first ever pitcher to win 20 of his first 21 decisions. He'll start up against the White Sox tonight. Paul O'Neill, a stress fracture in his left foot. He's expected to miss at least 7 to 10 days. Oakland won their eighth straight last night, beating Texas. They now have an 11-game lead in the wild card race. And Seattle's magic number to clinch the West down to 2 following a win over Anaheim. Mets with last night off begin a series tonight in Pittsburgh against the Pirates with 18 to go. Mets are 8 back of the Braves. And the Mets minor league single A team, Brooklyn Cyclones, beat Williamsport last night 7-4 to take that first game of the best of three New York Penn League Championship Series. Sports at 15 and 45 around the clock and any time on the web at 1010wins.com. Steve Torrey, 1010 Wins Sports.
Wins News Time 8:47.
What racing fan hasn't yearned to be behind the wheel of the race car, feeling the surge of power in second, the utter command of the road? Aficionados once confined to the sidelines may now take a front seat behind the wheel of the Audi S4 with its riveting 250-horsepower bi-turbo V6. The S4 Avant, same powerhouse engine, plus 64 cubic feet of space in the rear. And the Ultimate, the all-aluminum S8 with a 360-horsepower 40-valve V8. All three equipped with Audi's legendary Quattro all-wheel drive. See what Audi's enduring racing heritage can bring to a road near you. The Audi S-Line. Yield to no one.
Test drive the 250-horsepower bi-turbo blistering fast Audi S4 at your tri-state area Audi dealer today. Celebrate Audi's Le Mans victory with exceptional lease rates on all race-bred S4 models.
It's 64 degrees and sunny in New York, going up to a sunny 80 today in Midtown. Winds News Time 8:48.
You wouldn't buy an overpriced car. Why buy overpriced car insurance? One 15-minute call to GEICO could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
For breaking news now, AccuWeather, and the exclusive outlet for the Fox News Channel, it's 1010 Winds. Lock it in. 1010 Winds News.
A former New York City school teacher appeared before a federal judge in Manhattan yesterday, accused of being a fugitive hijacker and bank robber as part of a black radical group. 54-year-old Patrick Critton was arrested at his Mount Vernon home after three decades on the run. Authorities say they were led to Critton after his fingerprints on file with the Board of Ed matched those on a 30-year-old arrest warrant. Sources tell the New York Post that Critton confessed to the 1971 hijacking of an Air Canada jetliner to Cuba, a Manhattan bank robbery in which a robber was shot to death, and two other heists. Winds News Time 8:49. Truce talks between Israel and the Palestinians will not be held today as scheduled. They were put off in a dispute over where to hold the talks, and after Israeli troops today fired in the West Bank town of Jenin, seven Palestinians were injured. Israel says the town was the staging ground for Palestinian terrorist attacks. A rally in support of Israel is being planned for later this month in Manhattan.
The Solidarity Rally in New York City in support of Israel is a crucial undertaking, according to Senator Charles Schumer.
Every so often, we are called upon to rise to the occasion because our brethren in Israel are in crisis. This is one of those times.
The rally will feature both New York senators, Governor Pataki, Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel, and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Organizers hope that 50,000 Jews and supporters of Israel will turn out. Mona Rivera, 1010, Winds News.
Winds News Time 8:50. A major player on Wall Street is hit with a sex bias case. The story from 1010 Winds senior correspondent Stan Brooks.
The federal suit charges that Morgan Stanley discriminates against women employees in promotion, pay, and other benefits. And EEOC chairwoman Carrie Dominguez says when one of the women, Allison Shefflin, objected to this treatment, Morgan Stanley retaliated against her by firing her.
To complain equates to...
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Let's get this live update from 1010 Winds correspondent Joan Fleischer. Joan, what do you see?
Well, I'm standing on the top of my roof, and I'm looking at the World Trade Center, and there's a huge hole in it, and there's a fire in the building right now. Huge smoke pouring out of it, and things are falling from the building itself. It's about three-quarters from the top, maybe a quarter from the top of the building where it's complete. There's a huge hole in the building.
All right, 1010 Winds correspondent Joan Fleischer on the scene in Lower Manhattan. Any emergency personnel on the scene as of yet, Joan, that you see?
I can't see anybody, but I hear the fire trucks, and I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside, and I saw it hit, and it exploded immediately.
Did you manage to see what kind of plane it was?
I couldn't tell. It was a smaller plane. It looked like a smaller plane, but I couldn't tell. I'm not really sure. I would say it wasn't a huge jet, but it was a plane that sounded like it was a fighter jet overhead, and then I saw it explode. It was too close to the building.
Are you able to see any wreckage on the ground from where you're standing?
No, I'm too far. I'm too high up. No, I can't see anything other than there's a huge hole in the side of the building and a fire inside. Tons of smoke pouring out. I can hear from the fire trucks that there's a lot of fire personnel and police personnel over there. And I can see things in the sky that look like, I don't know if it came out of the other side of the building. I really don't know where it landed, but it's a huge fire now in the World Trade Center.
Apparently, that is towards the top of the building.
Yes.
This would be the World Trade Center building that has the television and radio antenna at the top.
Correct, correct.
And we can see via television pictures large plumes of black smoke, as you mentioned, and it seems to be concentrated at the top of the building, correct?
Correct, correct. Yes. I mean, I can't see anybody up there yet. It doesn't seem like personnel got over there at all on top yet. I don't see anybody on the top of any of the buildings, and the building behind it is completely obscured by smoke.
Okay, and what is your vantage right now?
I'm looking right at it. I'm on North Moore Street on my roof. I can see it perfectly. I can see the flame inside. I see where it hit. So the plane hit on my side.
There is a gaping hole, and that appears to be on the north side of the building?
Yes, that's correct. It's huge.
It looks like the hole covers a number of floors.
Yes.
It's difficult to tell just how many, but as you've mentioned, there is that thick black smoke now emanating from the building, and apparently we're getting reports of debris falling to the street below.
Right. That's what I can see, but I can't really see what it is. I'm too far. But when I first came upstairs and called you, I realized that there were things falling from the building, but I can't tell what size it is. It's just in the air. And as you can probably hear, there's tons of fire trucks rushing to the scene.
Now, this happened about what time this morning, Joan?
I'm telling you, it happened maybe 10 minutes ago. I called immediately because I heard the plane overhead. I looked out of my window and I said, that's so close. And then it exploded. And I came up to the roof and I can see it perfectly well.
So the plane was, did it appear to be having any trouble?
Yeah, it was on the side. It wasn't straight, going straight. It was on the side and very close to the building. It's like right overhead. And it was unusual to me, and then I heard the explosion. I came upstairs, and I see it went right into the building.
I imagine the force of the explosion probably shook the building, and this was heard for many blocks around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard the plane thing overhead, and there's a lot of people on the roofs nearby that are looking also. They heard the same thing because it was really close. I mean, I've never heard a plane that close over here. And it almost hit one of the residential buildings, but now it definitely hit the World Trade Center. It was that close.
And it looks like a direct hit from where you're standing?
Yes. Oh, it definitely, that's where it hit. It was no doubt about it, it's a direct hit. It went right through, I don't know if it came out the other side or what happened, but there's a fire in there, and as far as I can see right now, no one has approached the area yet in terms of in the World Trade Center.
Lots of thick black smoke coming from the top of the World Trade Center. It looks like the plane struck about three quarters of the way up, maybe a little higher.
Yeah. I can't tell the floors from here, but it's towards the top. But it was so close to the buildings, and the buildings around here are relatively low, except for, you know, World Trade Center and a few others. And it was so close to the residential buildings, and it just crashed right into the World Trade Center.
If you're just tuning in, breaking news here on 1010 Winds. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. This happening just a matter of minutes ago. An aircraft, we're not sure of the make of the aircraft, apparently a direct hit into one of the Twin Towers. And there's a large plume of black smoke now emanating from one of the towers, almost all the way towards the top of the tower.
Right.
1010 Winds correspondent Joan Fleischer is with us. And that smoke appears to be going straight up, and there appears to be more of it by the minute.
Oh, yeah. It's completely covering the top of the second building. And this one is very dark. I can see the flames from where I am right now, inside of the building.
We should point out that the building affected is the one with the television and radio antenna at the top.
Correct.
Not the one with the observation deck.
That, I think, is true. But I can tell you, I believe this is the building with the, it's hard to tell from my vantage point, but it's the north building, and I think that's the one with the antenna on it.
And there is, as we mentioned, this huge gaping hole now.
Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this in my life. To actually see a plane, look outside, hear the plane close, and then see the explosion, and then look at the World Trade Center and see a huge hole. The plane wasn't flying straight. It was on its side. It was tipping. It was going south, tipped to the left. So it looked like it was, looked like there was trouble before they crashed.
You say the plane was headed south at the time?
Yes. It looked like it was headed south towards, it was right over the buildings going south, going further downtown, but it was tipped to the left, so the right wing was up. So it looked like there might have been problems before they actually crashed.
There is that huge gaping hole on the north side, the apparent location of the impact, and but also the smoke is now emanating from other sides of the building as well.
Yes, I see that. That's why I can't tell you what's on the south side of the building, whether the plane actually went right through. I cannot tell you that. I can't see it. But there is still some debris falling from the building itself.
Have they been able to secure the area as of yet, or they're still, it sounds like they're still arriving on the scene?
Yeah, I think they're still arriving, and I can't see. I can only see the top where the plane hit. I can't see what's going on the ground, other than there are many planes in above the building right now. Helicopters circling. I guess they'll have a better report than from all vantage points than I can.
Of course, as this happened just a matter of minutes ago, it's impossible to give you any word about casualties at this point.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't imagine. I can't imagine what the inside of that building looks like. Or, you know, hopefully there weren't people in there, but I really can't tell you that right now. All I can see is a fire inside the building now, and thick smoke coming out of the hole and on top of the building and what seems like behind the building.
And we're getting reports that that smoke can be seen literally for miles around at this point.
The explosion itself was unbelievable. The sound of the plane so close, and then the hit was unbelievable.
And you were getting ready to start your day at the time this happened, right?
Yes. I was starting my day. My day had started, and then I heard this plane and looked out of my window and then saw that it was on its side and then heard the crash. And debris is still coming out of the building. Seems like quite a bit right now.
And what did it sound like when the plane hit the building?
It was an explosion. I can't explain it. I can't, you know, relate it to anything else I've ever heard in my life other than it was a direct hit. It's like, you know, when you're a witness to a car accident, you know the sound of the hit, because you've heard it before. This was like nothing else. And just a huge burst of flame. As soon as it went in, and now we have planes circling overhead, but I don't know, helicopters overhead, but I don't know what they're